Welcome to Womble Perspectives, where we explore a wide range of topics from the latest legal updates to industry trends to the business of law. Our team of lawyers, professionals, and occasional outside guests will take you through the most pressing issues facing businesses today and provide practical and actionable advice to help you navigate the ever-changing legal landscape. With a focus on innovation, collaboration, and client service, we are committed to delivering exceptional value to our clients and to the communities we serve. And now our latest episode.
Navigating the world of consumer disputes and lawsuits is a familiar challenge for financial service providers, even those at the pinnacle of compliance. But recently, a select group of plaintiffs have begun to magnify their impact, steering a significant volume of disputes and litigation. But here's the silver lining. There are proactive steps and strategies that companies can implement to chart a course through these turbulent waters. By staying informed and agile, businesses can edge ahead, turning potential obstacles into navigable challenges. Financial service companies may have noticed that some of the names of those filing litigation and arbitration against their company seem pretty familiar. Well, it's not just a case of déjà vu. Recent findings by WebReckon suggest that around 40% of plaintiffs have been in this arena before, with a striking example from December 2023 showing 300 consumers responsible for over 2,600 lawsuits since 2001. That's an average of nearly 9 lawsuits per person. And it's not just professionals at play here. An estimated 10 to 15% of civil cases are spearheaded by pro se plaintiffs, eager individuals representing themselves, often adding a layer of complexity and cost to defense strategies. This phenomena isn't just about numbers. It's an insight into the tactical game of litigation. Complaints are rarely the opening salvo. However, properly addressing these complaints can not only shield you from potential litigation, but in some states offer a clear path to resolving issues and sidestepping liability altogether. In this legal landscape, how you handle the prelude can significantly influence the outcome, turning what seems like a defensive maneuver into a strategic advantage. But it seems a handful of law firms, arm in arm with credit repair organizations, are filing pre-suit claims, arbitration claims, and litigation claims that appear to be more engineered than genuine. These legal practitioners dispatch a flurry of standardized letters, interestingly devoid of any specific consumer details like addresses or account numbers, carrying a straightforward script. Direct all future communication to the lawyers, put a full stop on any other form of communication, and cancel any previous green light given for automated calls or pre-recorded messages. One plaintiff's firm got called out for signing off on behalf of their clients on a letter that included a tiny but significant clause hidden within, claiming the consumer owes nothing. The craft behind these letters? To ensure the dispute quietly slips through unnoticed. These tactics bank on the possibility that a financial services company might mishandle, or drag its feet on these dispute letters, setting the stage for a legal showdown under laws like the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act or the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. And then, there's the matter of mass arbitrations. Some consumer attorneys use an approach designed to rally an army of consumers through the power of social media or other broad-reaching platforms to launch a synchronized attack of identical claims against a single defendant. It's a strategic move, where the sheer cost of arbitration fees, potentially soaring to astronomical figures, becomes a weapon in itself. Even when the claims hold little to no water, the financial strain of the arbitration process alone can pressurize companies into hefty settlements. Despite various attempts to extricate themselves from these mass arbitrations, companies are finding little solace in courtrooms. A notable example? The Abernathy v. DoorDash case, where over 5,000 employees under unified representation were propelled towards arbitration by the court's decision. This evolving battlefield underscores a crucial lesson for companies navigating the intricacies of consumer disputes and credit repair claims. The key lies in not just understanding these maneuvers, but in developing nimble, effective strategies to counteract them, ensuring that genuine disputes are addressed fairly and fabrications are deftly managed. After all, in this intricate dance of legalities, staying a step ahead is not just advisable, it's imperative. Keeping tabs on your complaint process is like knowing where all the exits are in a building. It's essential. Plaintiffs love finding gaps they can wiggle through, so regular quality control checks are your best defense. Pay special attention to those who seem to make a hobby out of filing complaints. Knowing their patterns can help you be one step ahead. And remember, every response to a complaint might just end up under the microscope in court. Prepare each one as if it's going to be Exhibit A, crafting them with the care and precision. Navigating through the complexities of mass arbitrations and litigation claims doesn't have to feel like a solo voyage through stormy seas. With the right strategies, you can chart a course that keeps your financial services company in calm waters.
Thank you for listening to Womble Perspectives. If you want to learn more about the topics discussed in this episode, please visit the show notes where you can find links to related resources mentioned today. The show notes also have more information about our attorneys who provided today's insights, including ways to reach out to them. Don't forget to subscribe via your podcast player of choice so that you never miss an episode. Thank you again for listening.